Hey, welcome to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Number 4. That's the guitar playing of Jimmy Bratcher.
Used to spend my days in a purple haze, trying to hide my face from the sun. Paid my dues till I up and moved to the place where I came from. Found a new location. My impoverished situation. I'm moving, improving, living on the right side of the tracks. Never been to Disneyland. They say it's a happy place. Never been to Yucatan, where the sun burns hot on your face. I took a permanent vacation. Just what I need for my condition. Cause I'm moving, improving, living on the right side of the tracks. Say the night time is the right time. I sure hope that's not the case. But the right side is the best side for living in this human race. I don't know about tomorrow. But today we've got a promise. Cause I'm moving, improving, living on the right side of the tracks.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Bratcher with The Right Side of the Tracks. Remember earlier this week I told you that he was going to be coming over to my house and having some of the lovely Lady Leanne's world-famous tacos? Well, he came by Wednesday, and we had that really good dinner. He had a great time talking to Jimmy, and he visited for several hours, and he told me a story that I asked him to retell, and I got him to do just that. I recorded it, so you'll get to hear it just a little bit later on. Tonight is Timothy, my youngest boy's 12th birthday. And we went out to dinner with Timothy and took him to a real nice restaurant, had some great Italian food, and really enjoyed that. Came home and played some games with him before I came in to record the podcast for you. And while we were playing the games, we watched the Olympics. And tonight, as we were watching, we saw this poor girl who made a, you've heard the phrase, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Or, you know, you keep striving for the prize until you gain it before you relax. And if you watched the Olympics on Friday night, you saw this snowboarder, this young girl by the name of Lindsay, how do you say it? I don't know how you say it. Jacobellis? Sorry about that for not saying it right. But, just a few yards of the finish line on this race, she performed just a little bit of a showboating maneuver on her last jump. And she fell and ended up getting a silver medal instead of a gold. And I think that this is something that will be remembered for a very, very long time. And, you know, it just kind of teaches a lesson, doesn't it? That even though you think you've got things won, it's not won until you've crossed the line. And that's true in a lot of things in life. And it was a very hard lesson for this young lady. But I'll bet it's one that she won't soon forget. Next song I'm playing for you is a brand new one from Matthew Ebell, and it's called All I Want Is You. Beautiful song. Hope you enjoy it.
Please come closer, I don't mind. There's room for two in here, just crawl inside. Wrap yourself up in the world I weave, and know all I want is you. Touch me, put your hand in mine. Wrap your arm round me, oh my, you look fine. Sit down beside me and teach me to fly, 'cause you know all I want is you. You know all I want is you. Baby, since the day I met you, let me be yours. Blink your eyes like two butterflies, making kisses.
that's a great new song that Matthew Ebel has put up on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. I think I mispronounced his name when I was introducing it. It's Ebel, as in eagle. Matthew Ebel. You can pick up his music at MatthewEbel.com or at iTunes. And of course, I'll have links on the show notes page, which of course is LifespringPodcast.com. I told you that last Sunday that I went to see Adrina Thorpe and Vanessa Jordan and Marina V. Now, Marina V played second. Vanessa opened the show, and then Marina V, and then Adrina was the headliner, so she played last. Now, I'm going to play for you a song by Marina V, and the reason it's V instead of saying her last name is she was born in the Soviet Union. Yes, it was the Soviet Union when she was born. I think she said she left there when she was 15 years old and she came to America. She has recently become a United States citizen, and she has a tremendous story to tell. I've been corresponding with her this week. She has agreed to come on the show and be interviewed, so you'll be hearing more from Marina as we go along in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, I'd like to play for you a song by Marina. It's called I'll Be All Right. And you can hear her accent. You can hear the Russian influence in her music, and it's really beautiful.
Waiting up, but it's getting late. Sometimes I wonder why I wait. I should know better, but I hope tonight will be different. Raindrops fall on my window pane, locking me inside my brain. I don't wanna go on, but I don't wanna be alone. And every time
Listen to some of the the material that's on some of her materials, listen to some of the words that are on some of her publicity materials. Moscow native Marina V stands for, Varakanina? Anyway, she's a Los Angeles-based... I'm sorry. I'm having a difficult time talking tonight. Anyway, Marina V is based in Los Angeles and influenced by the Beatles and Tchaikovsky. Her music is a magical blend of her angelic voice, catchy melodies, fresh chord progressions, and thoughtful lyrics, which make this new artist truly special. Teaming up with co-writer Nick Baker and bringing in legendary producer Jack Douglas, who has produced Aerosmith, John Lennon's last album, and other things, Marina has recently released her new album, Simple Magic, and that's what this song is from. Marina's story reads like the biography of a James Bond villainess. Born in Russia to a communist nuclear physicist, she grew up studying martial arts, skiing, computers, skateboarding, and, of course, playing music. She came to the States alone as a teenager to study languages, business, and politics, meanwhile enjoying stints as a model, translator, and an athlete on a women's ice hockey team. Perhaps this unique background has guided Marina in the evolution of her intriguing sound and style. I sat and listened to Marina the other night, a week ago, just spellbound. She has a great presence on stage. Her lyrics are thoughtful. She has some songs that she sings strictly in Russian, which I was going to play one of those for you tonight, but I played an all-Swedish song last week, and I thought maybe that might be a little bit too much, but we will do that in the future. But I want you to really be looking forward to the interview that I'm going to be doing with Marina V in the next week or two. So look forward to that. Now, as I said, Jimmy Bratcher was by the house this week, and he shared tacos with us and just had a great time talking with Jimmy. I was expecting him at a certain time, and the time came, and I came down, and I was working in the office here with the windows open so I could, be watching for him, and I see this car drive by slowly. And then it turns around and comes back by again slowly, and it comes back by again slowly. And I finally went outside, and just as I went outside to see if that was him, my phone in the house rang. And, of course, it was him trying to find the house. And I have to say it was my fault because we recently painted the outside of the house, and I don't have the house numbers on the house yet. So it made it really difficult for a visitor to find it. So, Jimmy, if you hear this, I'm really sorry about that. But what I'd like you to do is listen to this story. Jimmy told us about a trip that he made recently on his motorcycle. If you listened to the interview that I did with Jimmy this last summer, he told some of this story, but not this particular story. He told about this motorcycle trip that he took down into Mississippi and in that area. And during that trip is when he wrote the song, Watching for the Sun, Looking for the Sun. Oh, golly, I'm going to have to find it. Oh, Waiting for the Sun. That if you are a listener to the Daily Source Code with Adam Curry, and if you've been listening for very long, you have heard that song, Waiting for the Sun. And it was on that trip that he wrote that song. Anyway, also on that trip, he had another little adventure, and I want you to listen to this story as Jimmy tells it. Well, hey, everybody, this is Steve Webb of the LifeSpring Podcast, and this is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. I told you last week that I was going to have Jimmy Bratcher at my humble abode this week, and I've got him with me right now in studio.
That's right. Live and in person from LifeSpring Central.
And we've had a good dinner. The lovely lady Leanne made some of those world-famous tacos. What'd you think of them?
Tacos deluxe.
And we just had a nice visit with my brother-in-law, Steve, who you have heard before on the show. And we had a good dessert. And during dessert, Jimmy shared with Steve and I and the lovely lady Leanne a really amazing story that happened to him. Where were you visiting?
We were in Mississippi.
All right. And tell me the story.
Well, A friend of mine wanted to ride the Mississippi Delta on motorcycles. So I'm a motorcycle guy. So we packed up our motorcycles and left Kansas City and went to Memphis and spent the night, and then headed south out of Memphis on Highway 61. And we first stop was Clarksdale, Mississippi. And Clarksdale is famous because that's the epicenter of the blues. That's where guys like John Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson and just a host of blues musicians came out of that one Cahoma County territory there in Clarksdale. And we pulled into Clarksdale not really knowing where we were going or what we were doing. And the first stop sign we came to, we just kind of stopped at the stop sign and decided we'd get a map out of our saddlebags. So we just pulled off the side of the road and started to look for a map. And I looked back over my shoulder, and here was a monument that said that this intersection was the crossroads.
Now, what is a crossroads?
A crossroads is famous in blues lore, whether it's true or not. Nobody really knows. But it's famous for several musicians that have claimed that they went to the crossroads at midnight and sold their soul to the devil.
Wow.
The most notable of those would be the most known one, not notable, but known one would be a man by the name of Robert Johnson. And Robert Johnson was a guitar player in the 30s and was marginal at best. And all of a sudden, he just reappeared one day and was phenomenal. And his impact on popular music is such that, you know, the likes of the Rolling Stones have recorded his songs. Eric Clapton did a tribute album to Robert Johnson last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask him how he, you know, got so good so quick. And his answer was that he sold his soul to the devil at midnight. And so we're here at this spot looking for a map. And
he supposedly did it there at
the crossroads, right, okay. At the crossroads.
All right.
And so we're there, and we're looking for a map, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy in this pickup truck just appears, just pulls up, and he sticks his head out the window, and he goes, "Are you boys here to look at my town?" And so we started talking, and his name's Doc. And so my friend says, "Hey, Doc, where can we get some good barbecue?" And he said, "Right over at Abe's at the crossroads." He says, "Come on, I'll take you over there." So we go over, and we're sitting there talking to Doc and eating barbecue. I won't say it was good barbecue, but it was barbecue nonetheless. I'm from Kansas City, and that's like, you know, world-famous barbecue. But
absolutely.
Anyway.
That's why, that's the reason you had tacos tonight instead of barbecue.
That's right. I'm glad, too. And so, we're talking, and Doc asked me, he says, "Now, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, my friend here, he's a pastor, but, you know, I'm an evangelist, and I'm a blues guitar player." And he goes, "Like, you got CDs and stuff?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, I know people around here that are into that kind of stuff." He says, "Do you know who Morgan Freeman is?" And I said, "Yeah, I know who Morgan Freeman is." He says, "Well, he's got a club downtown." He says, "Let's go down there, and I'll introduce you to him if he's down there." And so we take off, and we go to downtown Clarksdale to Ground Zero Blues Club, owned by Morgan Freeman. And Morgan's not there, but we meet his attorney and his business partner and the club manager. And Doc just kind of becomes our escort while we're there in Clarksdale. And he takes us to the Delta Blues Museum and shows us through all this stuff. And so we leave, and I go home. And this is in May of 2003. And so I send him a thank you card. And in August of 2003, I get an email from him. And he says, "You know, He calls me up." He gets this email. He says, "I want my phone number." So I send him my phone number. He calls me up, and he says, "You know," he says, "I've been appointed the co-chairman of the first ever blues festival to be held at the Crossroads. And I want you to be the first band that we book to play that festival."
Oh, man.
And
how great is that?
And so, you know, we've done that this year, 2006. March will be our third year to do that. And it's a benefit for St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis.
Uh-huh.
And we go down, you know, we pay all of our expenses. We leave Kansas City and go down just to do the festival.
Oh, that's great.
And just to raise money for St. Jude's. But, you know, there are people from all over the world that come to Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they go there looking for the devil.
Wow.
And I went there, obviously not looking for the devil.
Right.
But what resulted was I found the favor of God.
Yeah.
And you know what I learned from that experience was, if you're, you know, if Christ is in you, you better luck out everywhere you go, because right. His favor is going to overtake you.
Absolutely.
And you're going to find that on every hand. You know, it might not, that doesn't mean that your life's just like without trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to sing the blues sometimes. But it does mean that in every situation, we can expect God's favor to be with us.
Amen.
And so that was the story.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. That was quite a story, wasn't it? Imagine they go down there just to visit a place that is historic in the blues. And it's a place where men have sold their souls to the devil for success, for worldly success. Jimmy finds success, but only as he's serving God. Imagine being the first band ever to open up this brand new blues festival that happens right there at Ground Zero, as Jimmy calls it, for blues. Oh, unbelievable. And he's done it several years in a row now. So, man, that'd be a fun one to go to. So yeah, I really didn't think too much about this, but Jimmy told me while he was here that, you know, I just have to take just a little bit of credit here. He said, "Steve, it's because of you that I have discovered podcasting." See, I originally discovered Jimmy's music over at IndieHeaven.com. Just knocked me out. I've told you that before. And I real quick fired off an email to him, and I said, would it be okay if I played something, let's see, Something Better, I think it was. Yeah, Something Better Live. On my podcast. And that was when podcasting was new. I think it was December of 2004 that I first played Jimmy Bratcher on the show. And I asked him if I could play it on this thing called a podcast, and he didn't really know what it was, but he said, well, okay, go ahead. And I did, and long story short, the music, the PodSafe Music Network starts up, and I persuaded him to put some couple of songs up there. And the next thing you know, Adam Curry plays them. And now Jimmy has gotten just tons and tons and tons of plays in podcasting. And his new album, Red, is doing extremely well. So I just kind of have to, you know, take a little bit of credit for some of that. And it's fun. But again, it's the goodness of God. I was looking for some good music to play on the LifeSpring podcast and came across this guy. And, you know, he's a great guy. I have to tell you, he truly is. Just a down-to-earth guy. We had just great conversation. And so, Jimmy, I want to thank you for coming over to my house and sharing. Now, before we get any further on, I want to play another song. This is called Deeper Than the Oceans. And the group is Outpour. Your love is deeper than the oceans, and God's love truly is deeper than the oceans.
Your love is deeper than the oceans. Your grace is wider than the seas. Your glory is brighter than the sun. In your face is all I want to see. Yeah. My Jesus, my Redeemer, you are the one who set me free. My Jesus, sweet Savior, I was blind, but now I see. You are the living water. Your love goes on at all. That's why I sing you this song. Your love is deeper than the oceans. Your grace is wider than the seas. Your glory is brighter than the sun. Your face is all I wanna see.
That's Outpour with Deeper Than the Oceans. You can find that at music.podshow.com. Hope you're having a good weekend. I'm recording this. By now, it's early Saturday morning. I'll be getting it up on the servers in just a little bit. But I really hope you're having a good weekend. This is going to be a wet one here in Southern California, from all reports. It was raining earlier tonight, and we need it here in Southern California. So I'm not sorry to see the wet, and I'm glad that it's here on the weekend instead of during the week, because I work outdoors, and when I don't work, I don't eat. So God is good in many, many different ways. Last song I'm going to play for you is by a guy by the name of Jim Fiddler. He's from Newfoundland. The name of this song is Lillian, A Portrait. Lillian is my mom's name, and this is a gentle, beautiful song. And it reminds me of my mom. Her birthday's coming up. And I thought it'd be a nice way to end up the show. Lillian, A Portrait in Sound by Jim Fiddler.
Have a great weekend, would you? Thanks for listening. I'll be talking to you Monday. God bless you. This is Steve Webb, and this has been the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 4.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.